Welcome to the Hope Is Not a Plan podcast, where we address tough questions head on, face our problems, and highlight our hopes by providing actionable planning steps to improve ourselves, mind, body, and spirit. Now, let's get logged in and get locked on to this episode of the Hope Is Not a Plan podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to 5 Minute Friday, episode 6, Ownership in Action. Are the only ways. This is a follow-up from my full episode earlier this week about bridging the gap between knowledge and action. I did this as a write-up, and I'm going to talk about it a bit. So no matter the cause of our pain in life, sitting around and stewing in misery will not get us to a better place. I know this because when I've been in dark times, had challenges, whether it was work or family or a mix of all those things, sitting around made it worse, stewing on it, not taking action, not thinking about how I can get better or where I can get to professionally or personally, working on things, taking ownership of where you are, taking ownership of where you want to be, and then planning for action are the only ways. Because, and you all know this, anger is not going to change anyone else. Your own sorrow isn't going to bring back the people you lost or couldn't save if you're in public safety. Envy will not get us where we want to be by looking at others, unless we're going to emulate what they do. Bitterness towards ourselves, towards our coworkers, towards people we work with will not, quote, show them. And hoping will not get us up and off the couch. Instead, we need to look at why we're angry. What's causing that anger? And how do we deal with that? In addition to, I can't stay instead of the sorrow because I'm going to have sorrow for my father and for others I've lost forever, but you can also celebrate. Sorrow goes with celebration. Instead of envy, maybe ask folks, what have you done to get there? How can I emulate that? Or look at what they do and who they are as a person and their work. Bitterness is hard to get over when you get passed over or someone takes your idea or someone breaks your heart. But living with it will make you like Scrooge. There's a lot of truth in A Christmas Story. And, of course, the name of this podcast is Hope Is Not a Plan. And particularly in the area of physical activity and health, hope does nothing for your mental, physical, spiritual health. Mental, maybe, is the thing that ignites, right? And then the action gets us going. And the action and the planning. And I'm going to say two quotes that I hope you find some inspiration and some motivation, and more importantly, that lead you to action. And the first is no surprise, one of my favorite writers people listen to learn from, virtual mentors, if you will, Jocko Willink. And it's, quote, implementing extreme ownership requires checking your ego and operating with a high degree of humility, admitting mistakes, taking ownership, and developing a plan to overcome challenges. These are integral to any successful team. And that's from his book, Extreme Ownership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win. I got that first dish. The second quote is someone I listen to just about every day, and it's Joyce Meyer. And it says, you can be pitiful or you can be powerful, but you can't be both. Maybe that should be the name of this episode. You can be pitiful or powerful. You can't be both. But that's not my words. It's Joyce Meyer's. So instead, ownership and action are the only ways. You have to own all the things in your world. How your kids are acting, what can you do better? How are you doing at work? What can you do more of and less of and change and accept and push back against? And in a future episode, I'll talk about how we can make that decision to stay somewhere or to leave it. The whole focus of it is on quitting, which has this huge negative thing. But you know what? Sometimes that's the best choice, and that we'll talk about that in the future. But we really have to look at ourselves in every aspect. And what am I eating? And am I active enough? And is this little bit of activity that I call, quote, exercise, really burning calories when I go eat 5 cheeseburgers? The quick answer, everyone, is no. So make sure you're having ownership of all your things and that you're taking action. If you don't know how, that's why I'm here. I don't know all the answers, but I'm pretty familiar with those 7 pillars that I've talked about that help ground me of right ownership and mindfulness and movement and setting boundaries and creating connections or recreating them and focusing on our sleep and having faith. And when it comes to planning, think about those foundations I've talked about here. Foundational five, right? What is the leader's intent? You are your own leader. What is the intent for yourself? What objectives have you set for yourself? Hopefully they're smart. What kind of organization are we putting together for the team or for yourself? Who else is involved in this effort to make yourself better? What resources are you going to ask for? Are you going to buy? Are you going to pull together? Are you going to find in your house? And then how are you communicating that? How are you communicating with yourself? Like negative self-talk, that's just bad. I read it all the time. I one of the actions I do in addition to this podcast is to go on Reddit and I try and help folks based on my life experience. And I think that's something you all should do too, or go learn. And there's so many folks that feel like they're stuck in their early 20s, or they can't do this or they can't do that. And that's not true. And how you talk to yourself matters. So talk to yourself better. And then how do you communicate with others? These soft skills of being able to communicate and read people's body language and understand and read the room and adjust your message depending on who you're talking to or who you're receiving from is a super valuable skill. So thank you for taking ownership and hitting play on this podcast on Apple, Spotify, whatever platform you're listening on. Please share this, leave a review. I really appreciate it. That's the action that I'll ask for since you've already taken ownership to be here. Go to hopesnotaplan.com to read more about this episode and previous, and get some resources about the seven pillars and some products I use for my health and wellness that I truly believe in. I spend my money on them on a regular basis. I don't get them for free. But this podcast is free, and you don't have to hit play, and I appreciate it. Thank you all so much for being here, for all the work that you've done for yourselves and for those around you. Stay safe out there. Plan and practice together. Take ownership and action. And I wish you all Godspeed.